However,
going live. And we are live. Episode 63.
Woo.
How's everybody doing? How you doing, Char?
Doing good. Doing good. Very good. Yes.
Very good.
Very yes. All of the games. Yes.
All the games, all the games. We have a guest today too, Fonz. What's up?
What's up, man? Man. What's up? Excuse me here.
That's all right. I get that sometimes. It's all good.
I'll take a man. No, don't take that back. I'll take the man.
Okay, yeah. Well, what's up, guys? No.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast together, you and I, Ericuts. But I'm here, finally, here on Backlog. And I listen to you guys every other week, so it's good to finally be here and talk to you.
Yeah, you're definitely one on the list. I always have this
and
list.
And meet Char, of course. And meet Char. I haven't met her yet. So, hello, Char.
Yeah. Hello.
Char is great. Better than me. You're going to learn that today.
What? Hello?
She's funny. She's definitely funny.
You're going to learn that today. No, but we are happy to have you here. I was recently on your show, maybe 2 months ago?
Yeah, two
something
months
like
ago.
That. Yeah, and
you were on Games Talk. Yeah,
that was awesome. That was awesome. For those who don't know, Fonz has this show, man. You guys got to check it out. It's got like this 80s theme to it, which I really appreciate because I'm an 80s baby. You know, I'm old. And so I appreciated just like coming on and experiencing that. And then you do the five questions, which stumped me, a couple of them.
The 80s game show vibe. I got that going on the show. And tomorrow I'll have Gaz on the show. So that'll be really interesting, right?
Yeah,
Gaz is always a load of fun.
He's great. I want to have him on here too as well.
You should. He's fun.
Yeah, the time zones are kind of crazy, but they'll make an effort. I think him and Asa. They're really good. They're really cool guys over there. But yeah, Fonz, for those who are new or listening to us for the first time or listening to you for the first time, you want to just give like maybe a little background on how you got started with YouTube and doing the show? If you want to talk about your show specifically anything really.
To make it real quick, I guess I did my first involvement with podcasts was outside of the realm of YouTube. I did a little podcast with this lady that I met on another streaming platform. And she said, you know, want to co-host with me? I talked to authors, actors, and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, cool. You know, did that for a while and then got a little taste of podcasting and said, okay, now I want to do my own thing. So I did a mixed martial arts podcast. And I ended up talking to fighters and stuff like that. And, you know, just having a great time with that, me and a best friend of mine. And then outside of that, I said, you know, I want to do something with gaming. Started a YouTube channel, tried to do gaming, politics, social commentary, all that wrapped into one channel. And that's something you definitely don't want to do. Okay. You never wrap several genres into one YouTube channel. It never works.
Yeah.
And you want to say that, you know, a lot of people will say that the trolls on the gaming side of things are really bad. No, they're nothing compared to politic trolls. Mm. When you talk politics, it's a nightmare. You get a lot of weirdos out there that will follow you, try to dox you, all that thing. I've been doxed before.
Wow.
It's insane. So, yeah, I left that mess behind. Finally got in. I think Solid Rev was one of the first people that found me on my very first YouTube channel. And he saw one of my gaming videos, subscribed to me, and I was like, holy cow, because I used to follow Solid Rev. He was one of the guys I watched back in the day on old school YouTube, you know?
Yeah.
Rev, you know, there's a bunch of them out there, even Review Tech and stuff. So when Rev started following me and he started talking to me through the comments and stuff, I was blown away. I was like, that's cool. Then another guy hit me up and he introduced me to like KMega 405. I got introduced to his podcast, which was, their Gamers Recognized Gamer podcast, GRG.
Okay.
And that was the first one I did on YouTube with him. And then after that, I did Solid Rev's podcast for a while with those guys, with Blaze, him, and
Solid Cast.
360. Yeah, Solid Cast. Okay. And then RDX. You know, I did RDX. And from there on, I've been with RDX for going on 5 years now.
Dang.
And then I decided, you know, I want to do my own thing. Because you know how it is. Like, I love doing RDX. And I love doing other people's shows. But there's just some times where you're like, damn it, there's just too many people here on this panel. I can't get a word in edgewise sometimes. Or, you know, yeah. We got to move on and we can't say everything we want to say. So I said, I want to do my own thing. So I made GTL for that reason. Games Talk Live is just something that I really poured a lot of energy into because I want to get my opinions and stuff out there. And I don't want to have to always create these videos that take me hours to make. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you're a content creator.
Oh, yeah.
Editing takes so much time. So much time. And so that's something that I love doing. I love editing videos, but I don't have the time. There's sometimes I work up to 84 hours in a week.
Wow.
So I just don't have the time. So Sunday podcast is perfect for that. I put it about an hour to an hour and a half in. I'm done. And I move on. But I still like to create those videos when I can, and I still try to when I can. But that's it. In a nutshell, that's me.
Yeah, I know we talked about it before. I relate to you a lot in that way of, like, you know, because I've done the podcast thing with, like, more people, like 5+ people.
Yep.
And it could be rough because, you know, like you said, there's not enough time to get your opinion out, or everybody's talking at once and you miss your opportunity or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. So you're always desiring, like, oh, I got so much more to say. Like, I want to do stuff.
Yeah. You know? It happens all the time, too, when there's this subject, you're talking about it, and you forget to say something that's really important, and then you've already moved topics, and you remember, like, 2 topics later, oh, my gosh, yeah. I forgot to say that.
Yeah, I feel
and
you.
At least on my show, I don't care if I jump back to an old topic and go, wait a minute, you know, old man moment, I remember what I was going to say, here you go.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I feel you on that. I go through that even like live streaming, just gaming, and I'm chatting away, and I'll be on a tangent about something. I'm like, wait, what was I talking about already? And then I'll have like the old woman moment, and I'm always going back and forth. So it's good to just, I guess, have that control. You know, you have that freedom to like make those mistakes or be on your own time. Yeah. I like that. Right, Char? We got like our own time, me and you.
I mean, living in another time zone helps with that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's our challenge we kind of have.
Wait, where is Char at?
I'm in Japan.
Oh, really?
Japan. Wow.
That's why it's so bright outside. It's because it's like 10:40.
Crazy. Yeah. That's awesome. What do you do out there?
I just teach.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's really
for anybody
cool.
who doesn't know, I've been a teacher in Japan for about 5-ish years now. So, hi, hello.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I remember when you first moved, I was like, you're going to Japan? I was tripping out.
Insane.
Yeah, from Canada to Japan. Because when Char was in Canada, we were on the same time zone. So we would, you know, play games together sometimes. Or like if we did a show. Because back then we were kind of dabbling in shows. It was fine. Like, no problem. Now it's like, that's why we're every other Saturday at this time.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, to work with both our schedules. So it works, though. We're here. We do it, you know, and it's just
also it's kind of hard sometimes to find topics doing it every week. Because I started every other week and then there was so much going on at the time. I was like, I'm going to every week. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like I've been doing it every week. And there's been a couple of shows I missed because of holidays and stuff. But the crazy thing is, like, sometimes you're just scraping by for topics. You're like, what is going on here in gaming? Not much. Let's talk about nothing. For an hour, you just kind of got to wing it sometimes. I'm sure you go through that too.
Yes, sometimes. We've had shows where we're like, let's just do something completely different because it's dead or like there's nothing going on. Sometimes we do brackets
I've heard that. I've heard you guys do brackets.
Or we'll do like top 5, like, oh, what's our top 5 gaming snacks or something stupid, like just random stuff.
Hey,
you know?
What do you mean stupid? Those are all my ideas. And you love them. Don't even.
But it's all about gaming, though. I mean, snacks is a part of gaming. I'm sorry, but snacks are a big part of it.
It's true.
We did soda one time. Go back into the archives. You can find the soda episode. The soda episode's great, bro.
The soda.
So what's your favorite snacks when you're gaming?
I remember what I said.
Well, what is it? I mean, what is it now? Like, what do you do now?
Is it now?
Yeah.
I'm snacking on stuff. It's probably it's a Japanese snack. It's like peanuts and then like there's like these little like rice cracker bits and they're little bit spicy. It's really like it's really silly, but if you drink it with tea, it's actually really good. But I go. That's my go-to snack, just in general.
I don't really snack.
Never?
I mean,
one game? Like having those long sessions, you have to have something. Like something. I get hungry.
Do I? I don't think I do. Okay, so sometimes I would have, I mean, I would have like water. You know, obviously I'd have some water if I'm streaming or
something. Not a snack.
I would have
water's always.
I would have some adult beverages, but like,
oh, there you go.
But not really snacks. Like I don't do the chip thing or like the
I'm embarrassed, thing. But a lot of times I do Oreos.
Okay.
That's really good.
Okay.
Cookies are always really good.
It's really great for my weight. Yeah, it's really great.
I mean, you know.
Because, you know, you can never just eat just a couple of Oreos, you know? Always end up eating a full row and you're like,
Who eats one Oreo at a time? That's not.
Nobody.
Do you do the thing where you
like Oreos?
Do you twist them off and all that and you dip it in the milk?
Yes, I do. I
oh my gosh.
Okay, so if I keep them whole, I dip them in milk. But if I don't have milk by my side, I will twist them and I will eat them separately.
So you'll like lick off the cream and then
Wait, if you don't have milk, you do the twist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
That makes sense.
It's full cookie dunk for me if I have milk. Oh, okay. There.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the opposite for most people. That's the first time I heard. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm weird that way. Somebody said that they like to drink White Claw while they game. Okay.
Hey, there you go. I ain't mad at it.
anything, but like, honestly, it doesn't really matter what it is. If it's small and like, you know, it doesn't stick like to my hand, like it's a snack for gaming, really.
Maybe that's
like,
part
there's no
of
residue,
it.
It's fine.
Here's my thing, because I'm very germaphobe. So my thing is like, I don't like touching I do clean my controllers. Okay. I clean them, but even if they're clean, I don't like touching stuff and then touching food.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. And that's why I always have napkins with me. I always wipe my hands off because I don't like that either. I think it feels kind of gross and grimy to, you know.
And then you're getting it like on the controller and it's getting all nasty and
Y'all are not allowed in my house then.
Why? Because it's really dirty in there?
You'd be scary. You'd be scary for all y'all.
We're going to take a black light into her house. And
Char,
you don't want that.
Hold on. Char, are you admitting that it's like super gross in your apartment? Or like, what's going on?
Define super gross.
You define it. What are we talking here? We're talking crumbs on the table. What are we talking here? Dust bunnies?
Crumbs on the table? I don't clean the table every single day.
Oh,
dust bunnies.
Okay, question. We're exposing Char right now.
Why are you
How often do you clean your desk or wipe it?
Oh.
Wipe my desk.
How often? Once a week?
No.
Once a month?
If it gets unbearable, that's when I'll do it.
Dude.
I've got a big mouse pad here, and I clean this thing off all the time because
I don't
it's just
have a big
so
mouse
nasty.
Pad.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll clean the mouse pad off a couple, like, not very often, but like, you know.
Crazy.
No one. Here's the thing. Nobody sees it but me, and if it bugs me, that's when I do it.
Dude, that would drive me crazy.
You know, if there were other people in the house that had to see it, I'd probably do it more often.
And the roaches don't mind, right? They're just like, I'm
fucking nope.
Your roommates? Is that your roommates? They don't mind? The roaches don't mind?
No. Roaches? I got spiders. Come on.
Oh my God.
Spiders are friends.
I'm not coming over, Char. If I'm ever going to visit you,
Here's
you need to clean.
Have I ever told you my rule about like spiders in my house?
What's the rule? You let them live?
If they show themselves, they're dead. Otherwise, they live. Because I don't see them.
Well, obviously, you're not going to see them. So
I'm saying. But the moment they show themselves, they're out.
So you kill them then?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, isn't that everybody?
I end up having to kill them because I have girls in the house. And no matter if there's a little spider in the house, I hear a scream, Daddy, come get it. I got to get it.
That was me when I was younger. Dad, can you kill this spider? That was totally me.
Well, some people will be like catch and release like with spiders. I'm like, no, they're fucking dead. They're out of here.
I don't do that.
Spiders get rid of the flies and stuff.
Though. That's what I'm saying.
Kind of cool for that.
Yeah.
There was one time, just real quick story. There was one time me and Kenny, my husband, we let a spider live because it was on the window. And we had a fly problem for like 2 days. We get bad flies in the summer in this area. And it was killing all the flies. So we just let it. And I just stayed away from it. I did not go near it or look at it. And that was like our pet for like 2 weeks or something.
Is this the backlog or arachnid hour? What are we
I don't know. I'm an arachnophobe, so I'm getting.
It's funny.
I'm getting tingles already and chills. Okay. Anyway. We can get on to an actual topic, I guess. We got the big topic.
What big topic might that be?
Take a drink of water there.
I wonder.
Oh, just this little news that happened. I'm going to go ahead and find the tweet right
so
now.
So small.
What was the... So small. For, what was it? Small sum of $68.7 billion?
It's nothing, really.
Yeah. Chill. Small numbers, honestly.
Everybody's got that kind of cash.
So, Activision Blizzard has been acquired. You know, no big deal. Just, you know, acquired by Microsoft and Xbox and Big Daddy Phil. That's his name now. Just want to let that out there. Let it be known.
I'm not calling him
First name Big.
First name Big. No. But, I have his tweet up right now, but there's another picture I'm going to show to everybody watching us live here. The Xbox tweet. Let me go ahead and bring that up so I can show everybody. Historical moment. It says here, Xbox, they tweeted, "We are excited to announce that the world-renowned franchises and talented people at ATV, whatever, will be joining Team Xbox." So Activision Blizzard. So we're talking companies that own these IPs like Overwatch, Diablo, Call of Duty. You know, just some small games. Small games.
And don't forget Candy Crush with King.
Candy Crush.
Hey, man. How many people still play that game? I bet you it's huge.
That game still generates $1 billion a year.
That's insane.
Oops. By itself.
Yeah, it's insane. The mobile market, we know, it's insane.
And that's one of the biggest reasons why they went after him was that mobile division. It's all about a money play here. And I mean, it's really a long game with this, because short term, you're not looking at Microsoft recouping $68.7 billion. I mean, they're not doing that anytime soon. So this is definitely a long game.
Right.
They wanted to get more in the mobile market. And even more into the PC market, which I'd argue most of these games are really heavier in, is in the PC realm. And so, you know, they know what they're doing. Microsoft, it's pretty funny to me, like all this speculation going on right now. We're going to be speculating for the next who knows how many months, 18 months or plus.
Yeah. I mean,
until the deal is finalized, we don't know much.
Yeah, right now it's just all speculation. Even with Phil Spencer's quote, which I'm going to read in a second, there's speculation because there's room for like interpretation. And he's talking about, you know, Call of Duty, because that's the big one that at least like kind of our communities are talking about, because it's a lot of casual gamers. It's a lot of console gamers and stuff like that. People play Call of Duty every year. So the question is it going to be exclusive? Is it not going to be exclusive? Mm-hmm. What's up with that? So Phil went ahead and tweeted, which I can bring that back up here. He said, why does it look all weird? I swear. Whatever. You guys can see it. Says, had good calls this week with leaders at Sony. I confirmed our intent to honor all existing agreements upon acquisition of Activision Blizzard and our desire to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. Sony is an important part of our industry, and we value our relationship. So when you first glance at it, Char, did you see this tweet? Are you looking at the stream? Or
I'm looking at the stream now. Yep.
What is it like? What do you think when you first like read it and interpret it? Like, does it seem like, oh, it's going to stay on PlayStation or not? Like, what are you thinking?
Oh, there's definitely more wiggle room for everything now, I think. Mm-hmm. Our intent to honor all existing agreements upon acquisition. Yeah, I think they'll honor that for a while. they might backpedal. Well, maybe.
What we do know. Okay, so it says right there. Sorry to cut you off. I'm getting ahead.
No, you're good.
Get excited. It's Phil Spencer. I get a little excited.
Leaky.
The existing agreement. So as far as I know, PlayStation has contracts with Call of Duty for like till 2025. So the existing agreements till that that year, I'm assuming that's what he's referring to, unless I'm wrong. Fonz, do you have more insight on that, or?
No, I think that's right. It's either 2025 or 2024. I don't know the exacts, but I think that's what he's saying there with that part anyway, yeah. That they will honor the existing contracts. And he will do that for sure, because they did it with Bethesda. So that's right. They have to. Yeah.
Right. So after that, I mean, who knows? That's 3 years away. They could say, hey, Warzone stays free and everywhere, but the base game, we're taking that. Or they could just keep it everywhere and do like a Minecraft type situation where they're going to still get paid and it's everywhere. Or...
I think there's not much question well, about Warzone. I think Warzone will stay multi-plat no matter what. It's the free-to-play game. It's just like they did with Bethesda and ESO. Elder Scrolls Online, that remained cross-platform. I think we're going to see that still. But it's really down to these Call of Duty games. Like, the mainline games. Are these going to remain multi-plat, or are they going to go exclusive? If I had to bet, I would bet on exclusive. Mm. Only because it makes more sense to their business strategy. Their strategy here is Game Pass. Their end goal is subscriptions to Game Pass. And what is the best way to get people over? Exclusives into Game Pass. Mm-hmm.
That's
true. That's why I'm thinking that. And you got to look at the words he's using here, like desire. Mm-hmm. They desire to do this. Well, why did he use that word? That's very strategic, because it's not saying, hey, guys, we will leave these multiplat. It's saying we want this to go that way, but... it may not.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, man, this corporate jargon, they like to do this to get people talking. I mean, it gets people speculating. It keeps them trending. And it makes him look like a good guy.
It does. Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
It's very smart.
That word you brought up, yeah, that's the one that stuck out to me too, the desire. Because he's saying exactly like you said, we want it to happen. But, I mean, it could come down to, well, PlayStation didn't want to, or they didn't want Game Pass.
And why? And why? Yeah. Did they say, hey, we'll offer it to you, but you have to take some form of Game Pass with it? Mm-hmm. You know, it could be that situation, or it could be a situation where they're like, no, you can have it, but we're going to take more of the microtransaction money. You're going to get less of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always something that they could do. Or they did this to again, make Phil look like a good guy in case he can keep it exclusive, but it's also to make it look good in front of the regulators that are going to be saying, hey, this deal's going to go through or not. Because some of these regulators can say, nah, you're becoming too much of a monopoly. You know, the regulators can come down and tell them, look, okay, we'll let you have the sale, but you're going to have to keep this on PlayStation, the Call of Duty game. You're gonna have to keep that multiplat. They can do that as well. So there's a lot to unpack there.
There really is. Yeah, there is. I didn't even think about the microtransaction part of it. That's a big part.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's,
you know,
true.
They all get a cut of the microtransactions wherever these games are. So
they make money. Like you said, it's the long game. My mind went to Game Pass. Like, that's what I was gonna say earlier. Like, or maybe it is through Game Pass. They're saying we're gonna desire to bring these games. But it's going to be through us. And if PlayStation don't want to, well, then that's on them. So they're going to try and look good.
And as a gamer, like, I don't really care what they do. I don't care if they keep it multiplat or keep it exclusive. Because to me, I really don't care about their business end. I only like to speculate on that because it's fun. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what I care about is my money. What is this going to give to me? What is it bringing me? And what it's bringing me is a Call of Duty game I don't have to buy anymore. I can just get it on Game Pass. Hmm. And that's all I give a damn about, really. At the end of the day, that's what I care about. Yeah. What's in it for me?
I'm kind of the same way. Char, would you... Fonz, if you don't know me by now, Char is kind of like the Sony co-host of this podcast, I would say.
As I haven't touched my PS4 in like weeks.
I know that. She plays a lot of JRPGs and stuff. I know that much.
Yeah,
yeah.
More so.
This news means nothing to me, basically.
But I was going to ask you, though, like, how would you feel about Game Pass on PlayStation? Would you want that?
I don't know.
You don't
like,
know?
I don't think I would care It would be weird, because, you know, up until now, Game Pass has been, like, the Xbox thing, the, like, the PC thing, all that. So it'd be weird to see it on there, for sure. Okay. It would probably do better than the PS Now. Let's fucking be real.
That shit is. Yeah, but imagine, though, imagine you get, like, these games. I know you don't. We don't play Call of Duty, but imagine a game, like, I don't know, what from this list that you would like? I mean, Overwatch? Maybe the next Overwatch or something like that?
I played Overwatch, though.
Yeah, well, one of these games you're going to be interested in. Let's just say, right? And then there's Game Pass where you pay like $15 a month, $1 to start. It's like, hey, you could play this game right now for $1. That'd be pretty sick, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like what you're proposing is basically what PS Now is already. I don't remember how much PS Now is, but it's all like the cloud games. I cannot remember how for the life of me how much it is or how many games are in it. I just know that I don't use it because I just don't care. So
is
like
that
that's the thing.
It's mostly old games. Is that why?
No, that's like the reason I would get it is the old games. But there's like the reason I don't have it is because like the old games on it aren't the ones I care so much about. I mean, there's like all the Final Fantasies, blah blah. But like, I can emulate so fucking fast. Like, why do I need like why do I need the service? I mean, I could if I wanted to give them more money. I already have like you know my subscription for like the online, right? But like. I literally have so many games that, like, do I need to access to 50 more games I'm going to play in the future? Maybe. Maybe I will get it eventually and then, like, try it out and whatever. Anyways, but, like, right now I'm not using it, and I haven't used it up until now. But, like, I think it would be a better service, PS Now specifically, it would be a better service if it had more retro games that people actually wanted to fucking play. Because right now it's just, like, Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9. It's like, how many people have that game already? How many people have played that game on Steam? How many times have we seen those games re-released? Like, we don't need those games anymore. Give me, like, My Legend of Dragoon. I had it on PS3. Why is it not on PS Now? Fuck you guys. Put the good games on there. Like, I don't get it. Put fucking Gek on there for all I care. Like,
You're not waiting for The Last of Us remake, remaster?
I'm done. I'm done with that shit. That shit is so stupid. I hate that stuff. Like, they don't need it. They don't need it, man.
You don't want to see Joel and Ellie again? In HD, Super HD, 4K?
You know I never played that game, so I don't care about that game. People want that game?
I think the remaster holds up so well that...
Yeah, it does. It does.
I didn't like it at this point.
We talked about this a couple of like podcasts ago, but like, yeah same. Like, why are you remaking something that's not even like 10 years old? Or is it 10 years old now? I can't remember. But like, you know?
It's a trip.
It's not 10 years old. It's 9 years old, but still, it's like...
Still, like it doesn't... Holds up. Yeah. It just doesn't need it. Like, it just doesn't.
I recently... Just real quick on The Last of Us thing. Like, I replayed The Last of Us 1 right before Last of Us 2 came out because I did the... what's the mode called? The hardest mode? Crushing. That's Uncharted.
My son's playing through it right now.
The hardest mode. They'll tell me in the chat. But I was doing that, and I feel like the game held up still. I was like, this game is still... good, like grounded. Thank you, Leaky.
It's an amazing grounded game, mode. That's why.
Yeah, it's beautiful still, and it played well and everything. So I was like, when they announced this remake thing, I'm like, dude, they don't need it or remaster.
Part 2 was trash, but you know that goes without.
I have to agree. I don't know about trash, but it was just disappointing.
That story was so trash. The gameplay was great. Gameplay, the graphics, amazing. Like Naughty Dog are up there when it comes to gameplay and graphics, but. That storytelling was no.
Yeah.
Just no for me.
It was rough. It was rough. Shar, you saw the drama with that, even though you didn't play the game.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Xbox. Or I guess we could tie in Sony a little bit. Because I know everybody, I'm sure everybody and their mom on these podcasts are talking about, well, what should Sony do? Does Sony need to answer this? Or
no.
You think
not right now.
What you saw what I mean you sent me what they are talking about doing, this tease about possibly releasing, you know, PS1, PS2 and PS3 games.
That's awesome.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know we're going to get into that, but
it's actually
know if that's a real response. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's something they should have done before. That's not necessarily shouldn't be a response to this. It's just something they should do.
Did they finally upgrade or update the PS5 with a variable refresh rate, or is that still something we're looking to get?
I have no idea. I don't know if somebody in the chat knows or what.
Because I'm looking forward to that. You know,
variable refresh rate.
That has been VRR. It's basically where
that ties in with
high frames. Anything that kind of like, you know, if there's any kind of drops in frames, you don't really feel it with VRR enabled. Xbox has it, and it's wonderful. I don't feel
it actually. Now that you bring that up, that's perfect timing because we're going to talk about the whole teaser thing. Because it doesn't have VRR, this is what I read. Shar, I sent you the same tweet.
It doesn't.
That it can't be the back compat. That thing, no. I'm going to actually bring it up right now. It's not what we think.
Oh, should I close the tab? I closed the tab.
So we can get into this topic now because unless you guys have anything else to say about Xbox. I mean, it's big news. We know.
No, the last thing I'll say about the Xbox thing, again, it's a long play here. They're not going to recoup that money back anytime soon. But, you know, a lot of people who are speculating, is Call of Duty going to be exclusive? Is it not going to be? We aren't going to know until they finally get this deal finalized. Number one, they can't really say right now, but best believe they know what they're going to do with Call of Duty right now. They know. If the regulators let them keep it exclusive, they know what they're going to do. They know what they're
going to do. I'm sure they have a whole plan. Phil Spencer, he's smirking right now. Man's always smirking. He knows what's going on.
It's funny how much Xbox has really turned things around.
It's pretty crazy.
It's insane. No matter, I don't care if you're a big time PlayStation fan and you hate Xbox or whatever, you have to give credit where it's due. They are looking better in even the media's eyes. Like that whole turnaround with the media is writing glowing, you know, articles about Xbox now. That was a total 180 from last generation. So it's pretty crazy. And they have been more transparent. At the end of the day, no, we can't trust companies fully. Not even Xbox, you Xbox fanboys, but I at least respect that so far they've been pretty transparent, and I do like that. So,
yeah, here and there.
We haven't had a situation where, like, how Jim Ryan has said, we believe in generations, and then all of a sudden, nope, we're cross-gen until further notice. You know, it's like, come on. Like, what is it, Jim?
Yeah.
Little things like that, it's actually a massive thing. But, we'll see what happens with this whole deal. But, again, we won't know anything till next year.
Yeah, I was just going to say about the whole transparency thing. For the most part, they've been pretty good this gen and just the turnaround. I mean, here and there you get the PR talk. You know, you can kind of misinterpret or, like, people could say because they interpret it a certain way. Like, oh, Phil Spencer went back on his words. But really, if you kind of read between the lines, he kind of didn't most of the time. So it's been cool to see because that's the thing, right? Everybody, including myself, last generation, were like, man, Xbox needs to compete. They need to do something. Oh, yeah. They need to maybe, you know, bring over some new studios or build studios, right? Everybody was complaining, but now they're buying it. They're buying these studios. Oh, no, not like that. We didn't mean it like that. It's like, well, now they're doing it.
we have to touch on that a bit because it's funny how that's changed. The narrative has changed from they need to compete and get some studios to, well, that's too many studios. No, no, that's not good. You know, Sony over here, they cultivated their studios. They grew all their studios. You know, they matured with Sony. Yeah, kind of, but they still bought the studios in the end. Like, these studios didn't necessarily start with Sony, but they just kind of ended up there and they grew a relationship and they were bought. I get that. But still, in the end, they were bought. And, you know, it is what it is. Like these companies, with Xbox, there isn't really any companies they've really started with that they've matured and grew with and then bought. Who are they going to do that with at this point? Because they haven't been doing that. And this whole last generation, it seemed as if they were sitting on their hands and they weren't doing much outside of the Coalition with Gears or, you know, Playground Games with Forza and, you know, their other studios, Halo 343. That's all they really had. So, I mean, they weren't really making these big deals with anybody last gen. Finally, they've got the stones to do something, and it seems like, hey, they're finally just buying the cow instead of just trying to milk these little properties for so many years and then make a purchase. No, they just went out and bought a fat cow and said, no, here it is. This is what we're going to do. And people are all up in arms over it. But what would have been the alternative? Tencent buying the company? Yeah. Because, I mean, if you look at it, Bobby Kotick and these and the rest of some of these weirdos that were, you know, all a part of the lawsuits and everything going on at Activision Blizzard, they were creating, that whole company was going downhill.
Yeah.
And they were either going to have to sell or they would keep going downhill with Bobby Kotick as head. Like, everybody wanted him out and he was refusing to leave. He's still kind of not ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's still kind of like talking to the media as if he did no wrong. But in the end, you know he's going to get the boot. And that's why I'm glad that Microsoft picked him up, because the alternative was Tencent. I don't want Tencent to grab a company
that would be worse.
Company that huge.
Yeah.
They'll turn them into mobile divisions and just, you know, who knows what we would get out of that. So, I out of anybody, I would rather have Microsoft do it, because say what you will about them, they seem to be at the forefront of trying to be different with the developers. They have a better culture going on there at Microsoft. It seems that way when you talk to some of the developers there. They talk about how they like working under Microsoft, how they're not under crunch rules and all that mm-hmm. stuff. It's better for the developers. And you know we're not going to see Call of Duty coming out every year now. It's going to be different.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
So. That's what the hope is, right? That
may make for a better Call of Duty game, you know?
Yeah.
Not having to squeeze out a game every year, you know?
I'm totally with you. I can't imagine anyone disagreeing with that, because, yeah, it gets tiresome every year. It doesn't seem like it evolves too much. People want that evolution in Call of Duty to begin with. Like,
and who else could have bought them?
For it. Right.
EA, Take-Two. Like, would you really want to see them get bought out by those guys? They're nefarious, too. When you really sit down and think about the situation and where Activision Blizzard was going, Microsoft seems like the best fit to kind of just squash all that weirdness going on, get rid of the people that don't need to be there, and just get better games flowing out of those companies and hopefully revive some games out of those companies.
Yeah, so. I saw that. They're thinking about like Guitar Hero and stuff like
and even
that.
Even StarCraft and stuff like
StarCraft,
that.
StarCraft, yeah. Like, that would be pretty awesome to see. And like you said, the culture, maybe it just gets... because their culture is better with Microsoft, and they've even tweeted, or I've seen articles posted about like how they're on it as far as like that sexual harassment stuff and the mm-hmm. the culture of like treating everybody fairly. Microsoft is very much about that, at least that we know of. So that alone is like, okay, that's good. And then again, yeah, if they could maybe not have these Call of Duty games crunched out, they'll actually be better. And that everything will just get better. So that's what I'm hoping for. I think it's good news.
You have somebody in your chat that says, Microsoft needs to stop buying studios and start producing better games quicker. You know, look, the games are coming. The games are coming. You can't really say that they bought, you know, all of ZeniMax and their games aren't coming all of a sudden because they bought them. They've been working on games for a while. When these games start to hit, all of ZeniMax, and you know, in the future, in 2023, when they do acquire Activision Blizzard, when all those games start hitting, there's going to be so many games going into Game Pass. You're not going to be able to play all of them. You're going to be sitting there going, "Man, there's too many games here." It's going to be insane.
Yeah,
and I've already felt that, you know, with Game Pass. There's already a lot of games within Game Pass, like. The end of last year and now into this year, you're going to see more and more games getting put into Game Pass, not only with the first party, but third party deals as well. Man, Game Pass, I love it. I love Game Pass. So that's one thing I do stand up for is Game Pass, because it saved me a lot of money. Between me and my kids, man, it saved me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. For a while, I was kind of hit or miss with Game Pass. I remember being on Game On Daily with Gaz and them saying, I don't have Game Pass right now because, you know, I played Gears Tactics and now I'm done with it. I remember saying that because it was kind of like spotty. Like, I would have a game I really want to play. I would pay the month and then I would stop it. And then, but you know what happened last year? You bring up last year. Dude, I couldn't get off of it. I kept it going because there was just game after game. There was like these little artsy games that were coming out. The Artful Escape was one of them.
Isn't that funny?
Psychonauts.
These little indie games. And that's what's coming back up in the news again. Because of this big acquisition, people are saying, you know, I feel bad for these smaller developers because, you know, they're not going to get paid as much going into Game Pass, or their games aren't going to sell as much. And I'm like, do you not understand the impact of Game Pass on these smaller titles? You don't know how many people I see out there saying, I tried this game because it was in Game Pass. I never would have played this game because it was, you know, outside of Game Pass. But because it was there, I tried it and I loved it. You know, and that is that sort of thing that's happening with a lot of indie titles. Even for myself, I played Death's Door. I wouldn't have played that outside of Game Pass, but I played it and I loved it. It was my game of the year. So, you know, future titles from those guys, I'll definitely buy if it's not in Game Pass.
Death's Door,
it creates that sort of impact.
It was on Game Pass already? Or I thought it was coming, Death's Door.
No. It's in Game Pass now. Sorry, okay. I made a mistake.
Maybe you're thinking of a different game or something. But it's an amazing game. I'm with you on that.
No, I was thinking of Psychonauts 2. I mixed them up. But Psychonauts 2 is a game that was in Game Pass. And, you know, that's a title that a lot of people wouldn't have bought outside of Game Pass.
I wouldn't have. I'm definitely one of them. I wouldn't have bought that game.
Did you play it? I loved it.
I played it, you know, great. I had a rocky time with it. I don't know what it was about that game.
Really? I loved it.
It was
cool.
And
Death's Door, I loved it as well, but that is just coming to Game Pass.
Yeah, it's coming. Death's Door was great.
People who wouldn't play that game normally are going to try it now and hopefully love it and say, you know, future games from that company, they'll buy if it's not in Game Pass.
Yeah. I like Game Pass a lot. Even when I was like spotty with it and kind of here and there, I still appreciated it. I liked it. I thought it was a great thing. So it'd be interesting to see the future and what games, you know, are there day one and all that good stuff, because it's going to happen.
Yeah. And we know that regardless of what happens with Call of Duty, if it stays multiplat or goes exclusive, it doesn't matter because it's going into Game Pass day one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the benefit there.
That's already like a leg up because, you know.
Man, I hate that I sound like I'm pushing Game Pass, but I'm pushing Game Pass, damn it.
I think someone in the chat was like, oh, there's a love fest going on right now. Hey, man, we just, you know, giving props, I guess.
I just see it the way it is, man. I would love if Sony would make this Spartacus more like Game Pass and have day and date games. I would love
that. Oh, my gosh. I would love it, too.
I would love it.
I would
save
be
me
huge.
So much money.
Imagine God of War Ragnarok, day one.
Oh, I know. And that's what I don't understand. Like, a lot of people say, no, they couldn't do that because they wouldn't make enough money. You know how many people would join that service? So many people would join that service. Mm-hmm. So many. Because that is what people pick up PlayStations for. I mean, those exclusives, man, they're amazing.
Right. It'd be awesome. Speaking of PlayStation, we're going to get to this other news. I did send you that initial tweet.
Yeah. Yep.
However, it's not what it seems. So there
no.
was, Shar,
it's
you,
not.
You want to say what's going on with this right here?
Should I just say what it is? Oh, the actual, like, that
let me
tweet?
Let me see if I could translate this.
I didn't see an update, so I'd like to hear it here first.
Yeah, Shar.
Oh, my
break God. Break it down, Shar.
I was looking it up while you guys were talking about Game Pass.
Okay.
So basically the first tweet is, yeah, we have an announcement with this artist, blah, 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 tomorrow, blah, blah. Anyway, so today is that day. And the follow-up tweet is actually is their pin tweet, which went up 11 hours ago. So I guess that, I don't know, that technically qualifies, I guess. Sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and it is just a promotion from a Japanese artist that their song is going to be used in a commercial, which is actually going up tomorrow. Like, the actual commercial is going up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, gets you, like...
So that, wouldn't that be today, though? Because it's the 23rd in Japan. No, it means for America?
No. The announcement went up today.
Oh, gotcha.
And then the actual, like, commercial is actually going up... Here, hold on. There's a whole, like... I don't know if you want to...
So it's not back compat. Because everyone's like, oh my gosh, back compat. 1, 2, and 3. Oh, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3. That's what they thought. Yeah.
No, the 1, 2, and 3 is a catchphrase.
Mm.
Like, it's literally, like... And they released it on the first of January. Or 23rd of January. Like, what the fuck? It's not what you guys think. It's literally that. I have the article from their actual blog here.
Because
was this like a mistranslation initially, or
The guy who tweeted was putting his own shit into his tweet, and he was like, yeah, but there's actually, like, it's just a TV commercial. He put it at the very end of that tweet. It's just a TV commercial, but it's not, like, any TV commercial that you guys would care about, like, for gaming. Because Sony has so many things in Japan. Like, they sponsor, like, so many things, right? So, and Japanese people, oh my god, Japanese companies be out here fucking announcing every little fucking thing they do. So, like, everybody
they make, like, a big spectacle, like, it's coming
everybody
soon.
Loses their minds over shit that they don't know, and it's literally just like, yeah, we're announcing that we're working with this artist to bring their song into our new commercial. That's it.
Damn. Yeah, so, yeah.
But in that actual article, there's, like, a blog post, there is, was it, yeah, you can see it on the Japanese YouTube channel tomorrow, I think. I think it's going up there, for sure.
Tomorrow? Okay. Yeah, and this tweet from Tom Warren, he's basically saying, sorry guys, it's just a commercial, but he mentioned Sony hasn't even enabled VRR on the PS5 yet. So it's like, that's confirmation this isn't happening. Because you brought up VRR earlier, I'm like, I saw that. Yeah, and this guy...
I'm waiting for that.
Said that's why it's not happening. So it's disappointing, you know, for a lot of people.
Yeah, if your TV can have VRR, it's very, very, it's a very good thing to have with these games, especially with 60 frames plus. When you get those frame dips, you don't feel it, and you don't get the screen tearing and all that. It's really nice.
Yeah, shoot, I could imagine, yeah. So... Sorry, guys, because I know this has been kind of a rumor. I remember when the PS5 was first going to release and it was revealed and people were
always a rumor.
Oh, it's going to have back compat. Because I remember even the visual like graphic that had the breakdown of like the system. There was like space. I remember it said PS4, PS5, and then there was like this space underneath it. So they're like, oh, it's going to be PS3, PS2, PS1. That's going to like fit in there. I remember all that talk on Twitter. I was like, just wait. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then... The PS5 released, it didn't happen, and now we get this, and they're like, could. Maybe, I mean, but I don't know.
It's possible through emulation, but I don't know if they've really been working on this long or how long it's going to take for them to do this, but I think they'll eventually do some back compat, but it might release when their Spartacus thing releases, their whole Game Pass alternative, you know? Who knows?
Maybe.
And then Char will be happy. She can play some really, really old JRPGs and have fun.
Honestly, I just don't think that they see it as an investment. So they're never going to do it.
You don't think so?
Like, I don't know. Like, I'll be very surprised if they do. They did it on PS3, and I don't know how well that did for them, because there's a lot of, like, they had a lot of them on PS3, actual good fucking games. Parasite Eve, I'm talking to you. But, like, you know, but, like, they didn't do it for a lot of, like, the PS2 games. Like, they did it for, like, the really big hits. Like, I remember I bought Rogue Galaxy, and I bought, like, what else did I buy? I didn't buy that many PS2 games because there wasn't that many I cared about, but there were quite a few PS2 games. They could have brought more over, and there were quite a few, like, PS1 games they had on there as well for the PS3 store, which, you know, rip. But, there's so many, like, the PS2 library specifically has... so many goddamn games, and I feel like they one thing would be really, really hard for them to do is just to pick. What the fuck do they pick? Because there's so many, right? do you go in and like, how do you know what's popular? How do you know what people want? I guess you would have to ask the people, but then everybody's gonna come out of the woodworks and be like, I want Xenogears, I want like friggin' like this, I want that, like, so they would have to like really like put a lot of time and energy into it for not a lot of like profit on their end, I would imagine, in their minds, in the corporate side of things. They're probably like, yeah, this probably wouldn't do anything to our profits, actually. It'd probably lose us money. But I would love if they did it, obviously. I just don't know how profitable it would be for them, which is like the bottom line for them even like trying to do it, right? Or as well as like the hardware. I guess obviously the hardware has to be able to run it, and they have to be able to like implement a way for it to happen. I don't know if it's already like set up to do that, but like,
well,
they would have to figure out a whole thing.
Through emulation, the hardware is definitely.
The hardware is fine. Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Software wise, they would have to figure out a way to like, you know, get the games in there and then let them run on whatever they're going to run on. right? Yeah. So they'd have to implement something completely different. Like, I mean, they'd have to do it through an update, of course. That literally, they could do it through an update, and it would probably be fine. But I think PS2, I think, is quite finicky, if I remember correctly.
I think I've heard about that. I thought it was PS3.
PS3 with the
PS3 is also very finicky.
Yeah.
But PS2 is easier, but...
They could emulate it, though. They've got smart minds there at Sony that can do that. I think the biggest thing is the whole messaging problem. In the beginning, we heard Jim talk about old games, and he was kind of like, who wants to play old games sort of thing. And, you know, he was pretty much bad-mouthing it, right? When people were glowing about back compat on the Xbox. So he did his, you know, corporate thing, who wants to play old games. And a lot of the fans ran with that. And they were like, you know, yeah, I don't want to play old games on the PS5. I'm all about new games.
Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
When this came out today and people were speculating that, you know, it was going to be back compat, you
they
saw how many
out.
Of those same people were
the
saying,
hypocrisy.
Oh, this is the greatest thing. And I was just like, really?
Really?
Really? Now you want to play old games?
Hypocrites.
Like, all of them.
It's weird. It's really weird. But I know really there weird. Are people out there like Char that would play a lot of these old games.
I would drop and, so much money on it. Like, all of the games I couldn't pick up. Oh, my God. It's insane. Like, especially, like, the really expensive games. Like, on PS3, they actually released, like, Xenogears. If you look up a copy of Xenogears for PS1, it's, like, over $200, or, like, almost probably $200 now.
Damn.
Like, it's an insanely expensive game. And, like, same with the, like, the Xenosaga games as well. The third game, there was only, like, X amount ever released in the world. You can't get that game now. There's the only way to play that game is through emulation or like buying the game for actually like probably also $200 because there's only the third game didn't sell that well because by the third game, nobody was like, no one cared. Ironically, the third game is the best fucking game I've heard. So like everybody wants his copy of this game and they just have it and they're not going to do anything with that whole trilogy. Like they're just sitting on it. Mm-hmm. So those games are almost basically like dead now unless you want to like, you know, illegally play them, which is the only way to play them, unless you are money bags and you have $500 to drop on a trilogy that is, like, you know, ages old now. But, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people would play those games, too. But
I think that's where Microsoft did it right, and I think they started last gen when they started really ramping up with back compat. They started saying, you know, we're going to start doing this. And people love it. I mean, there's a lot of people who will play those old games again.
Yeah.
I go back and I dabble with some of them, like some of them that I remember I liked and or loved. I'll go back and I'll play a little bit. But to be honest, there's some of those really old games that I can't do.
They're just so dated.
The mechanics.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Like it's everything rough. Before the Xbox One era, like we're talking some of the 360 beyond that. No,
they just don't age well. Some of them, like I'd rather play like some Super Nintendo stuff because I feel like that stuff ages fine. Because I don't know if it's just
like the 2D side,
the 2D
over,
stuff,
yeah.
And yeah, when the, it's the, when the, it's the 3D,
3D stuff, yeah,
it does not age well. Probably
they were trying to figure it out, though.
Sick.
So that's a lot of 3D stuff is like hit or miss, just because they were trying to figure out how the fuck to do it because it was so new, right?
Yeah.
But now, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they just don't. They also just don't understand, like, the demographic of their actual, like, people who actually play the fucking games. I mean, obviously, there's, like, a lot of, like, newer, younger generation people playing, like, a lot. But, like, hello? Like, what about the rest of, like, probably, like, the 70% of people playing games are, like, over, like, 21? You know what I'm saying?
Char,
like,
you just need to get in there. Get in there and tell them what's up.
I think what they look at is, like, the data from, like, the popular games that are being played on all, both of these consoles. You're looking at Fortnite, you're looking at Madden, you're looking at NFL 2K, Call of Duty. That's what you're looking at here with people gaming nowadays. That's like the majority of the gamers. That's what they're playing.
Yeah.
Or even Minecraft.
They're wrong.
They're wrong.
It's data, man. You can't
I know.
They're the ones buying the damn consoles. Madden, Call of Duty every year.
Madden, God.
Same thing every year.
No culture. They have no culture.
Yeah, they're uncultured.
They really don't when it comes to that stuff.
We're the minority. Pretty much.
We are the minority. It's fine.
There's a few people I work with and I'm like, do you game? And they're like, yeah. Because, you know, these guys are a lot younger.
Would you
than
play?
Me. And then they tell me it's Call of Duty or something. I'm like, oh, What else do you play? Oh, that's what I play, Call of Duty.
That's all they do, man. They do every year, and they don't get tired of it. It's like it's their thing. With the guys or the girls or whatever they're playing with, they're like, yeah, I need to
talk to some of these people. I want to talk to some of these people and be like, hey, why have you never branched out? Why have you never, like, thought to, like, branch out and, like, play other games? Is it just because you think you won't like them, or because you know, or because you've, like, tried it and it's not for you? Or, like, what is happening?
Maybe they just, they don't have that person to, you know, get
push
them
into
to,
a new
to
game?
Push them into it. Yeah, like, maybe. Influence. I don't know.
Maybe with you, Erica, and myself, it was like when we started out in gaming, there was such a variety of games. And, you know, of course, this online thing wasn't going on anyway, but we were exposed to so much variety that we got into a bunch of different genres, and we liked different genres, and we can accept different things. And even when the, you know, whole culture came out where everything's online and you're playing games with buddies and stuff, yeah, I got into that. But I still played those other games. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these people are just exposed from an early age, online gaming. I got to play NFL 2K or COD, Madden, and that's it. That's what they were exposed to. That's all they want to play. Because I got sucked into Destiny just a few years ago, kind of the same way. Like, even though I love these other games and I would play other games, most of my time was sunk into Destiny. And I played it on two consoles, the PlayStation and Xbox, and played it religiously every day. And then I finally just got out of that cult. I was like, nope, I'm done.
I gotta stop.
I can't do this no more.
Yeah, I hear that a lot with Destiny. Yep. Like, I know Luke has been like a hate-love relationship with that game.
Yeah,
and like
I finally
other
axed
people.
It. and the way you do it is you just let all your friends get way ahead of you to the point where, like, I'm talking 8 months to a year.
Hell
to
yeah.
The point where you can't catch up. Like, it would take you forever. And so when you get
you
in there
quit.
And you look at everything, you're like, nah, this is too much. I'm out.
Yeah.
And that's what I did to myself.
That's wild.
That game specifically does do that. Like, there are a couple other games that do that. But yeah, that one's, Destiny's pretty bad for that.
Warcraft did that to me back in the day, too.
Ah, yeah.
I never played World of Warcraft. Oh, but I hear it's like crack.
When it first dropped, it was amazing. And When the Lich King came out, I jumped out. And I was done.
Part of me wishes sometimes I wish I had that. Like you know, people are just addicted to like certain games. Like I haven't had that in a minute.
You haven't had that?
In a minute. I mean, far as like I gotta be on this all the time. I know that's probably something I should not wish for, but it's like part of me wants that. I don't know.
I still get like that even with single player games. Like sometimes there's games like Ghost of Tsushima was like that. Mm. Like I couldn't stop playing that game. And like I'd be at work thinking about that game and going, man, I wonder if I can, you know, make these combos with this stance and that stance, because there's different stance with the combat, which is what I love about that game.
It's so good.
When people tell me the combat sucks in that game, I'm like, what?
Who are these people?
Like, I love the combat
in
that game.
Names.
I love the different stances. It's so good. Like, I love playing that
game. I'm with you on that. Like, when I first am involved with the game and I'm going through it, I'm in it. I'm thinking about it, especially if it's like a Souls game or something. But once I beat it, it's kind of like, okay, I'm moving on to the next thing, you know?
Of course.
But I don't really have that year long or 5 year long thing where I'm like playing the same game. You know what I mean?
Did you play the DLC for Ghost?
I did. Yeah, I beat it.
I loved it.
So good. Yeah, it's so good. I want Char to play the game so bad.
I made that game. So they were saying, like, people were saying, who's going to buy that DLC? That's for $30. You're going to get 6 hours, maybe. I got 15 hours into that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the DLC alone. Because there was so much to do. There was a lot of side stuff. I enjoy doing the side stuff in a big open world game. I don't complain about that stuff if it's well done. And that game was well done, in my opinion.
Agreed. And then there was
the
Xbox multiplayer.
Fanboys out there going, no, it sucked. Yeah.
Then if you dabbled in the multiplayer, the multiplayer is really good too. There's a lot of replayability on that. They handled that game really well, because a lot of that stuff we didn't even expect. We had a great single player, finished it, cool. And then all of a sudden, hey guys, we have Legends mode. You're going to play online with a team. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. Then they did the DLC. Then they did the different new modes. They really handled that game really well. I wish more games did that. Complete packages, and then they add more when you least expect it. It's so good.
And I will gladly pay for more. You know, that's not a problem to me. problem for me though is I don't like paying $70 for a game outright. Like,
damn.
I don't like the price hike at all.
Yeah,
that was a bad move.
I say that, and then I bought a $70 game the other day.
What'd you buy?
I rebought Monster Hunter Rise on PC.
It's 70 on PC?
It's like 80 Canadian, yeah.
Oh yeah, you're paying Canadian, that's why.
Yeah.
But still, damn, what the hell?
You know, mm-hmm. Now that I think of it though, for PS5, there has been nothing that came out on the PS5 besides the Ghost DLC and Miles Morales that I really played.
Oh, you didn't play Returnal?
No, I'm not a big fan of roguelike games.
Neither was I was not.
Starting over and over.
Hades was like my first. I tried
to play Hades too, and it was fun for a while, but then I go, I can't do this over and over. And then my son beat it, and he goes, you know you have to beat it like 10 times or something. I'm like, what?
That's what I was told too.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing
it. 10 times. Oh, man. Yeah, Hades was cool, and then Return. But I was very skeptical. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like Returnal, but it's a third-person shooter. It looks cool. It's got, like, Metroidvania-type stuff going on, too. So I took the jump, and I really loved it. It was my game of the year, Returnal.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in a conundrum, though, because I've got Horizon Forbidden West coming, and I like the first one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't want to pay $70 for it, so it's like...
Same. Just wait like a month.
Same. Big same on my part.
That's the first big game for me for the PS5, though. That'll be the first big game for me on the PlayStation 5. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm really considering it, but at the same time, I just don't want to pay $70.
You know what I thought you were going to say, Fonz? So it was going to make my night. I thought you were going to say, because Elden Ring's coming out, you don't know what to buy.
No. Elden Ring is Souls game. You know, I don't do Souls game.
I know.
I tried.
Oh, I have to high five Fonz for that one. Let's go, dude.
No high fiving. Stop.
I liked Bloodborne. I did. I loved Bloodborne. I beat that game. That's the only From Software game that I beat. And I tried Sekiro because of the locale and the set. Everything was really nice looking. It was like, okay, this is different. This is not like Souls. Let me try this. Oh, it kicked my ass so hard. I remember was a boss I got to, and I got beat like 38 times. And I was counting.
Damn, 38?
I was so mad. And I almost like threw my controller. And before I did, I just stopped. I just put it down and I go, just back away, deleted the game, uninstalled.
Oh, rage uninstall.
Yeah, it reached that level. I know people who uninstall games after day one and then they end up reinstalling it and trying it again, and they're just beating themselves up over it. I'm like, I'm not going to get to that point. So I deleted it and I swore off From Software. I said, never again From Software. Mm. Just because I don't want to bash my head in trying to play a game. Like, you know, I
understand.
I'm one of those guys who don't play on hard on any game. I don't play hard. I play whatever the setting is, the normal, whatever it is, that's where I play. I don't put it on easy, and I don't put it on hard. That's just how I
Yeah, I'm usually just normal, too. The only time I went hard mode, like when you could pick the hard mode, was God of War 2018. I went to the challenge mode. But I got to know... I have a guess, and I think you might have.
I don't hate Sekiro. I gotta say that though. I don't hate Sekiro. It was a very fun game until I got to that boss, and
What I want to know. I have a guess, and I think you told me the boss, but
you told me which one it was, and it was that boss. It was the one in that one area at the top.
Genichiro.
Yeah,
that one. And everybody probably guessed that because that's the make or break boss in that game.
Yeah, screw that guy. Okay, whatever his name was, screw that guy.
Man, he destroyed me too. He destroys everybody because that's when you really got to learn Sekiro. This is the dude. He's the one that's going to teach
you. It's all about learning the patterns, right? That's all these games are, because it was the same way with Bloodborne, but I just had enough of it. Like, it's tough.
Yeah. And he does have three phases too. Yeah, he was wild. That guy was wild.
Yeah,
I have
that's
a lower tolerance
I think I'm about to beat him, and then third phase.
Oh,
like screw
and
you!
You're all celebrating, and then
No, we're not doing this from
There's videos out there about that, like fails.
And this game that's coming out, it's just an open world Souls, so it's just an open world area for more stuff to just beat my ass in. I'm sorry, but that's all it is.
You're good.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Man, I think I could watch some of my videos, Fonz. Maybe I could convince you to.
I've seen,
maybe.
I've seen some of your videos. Yeah, I've seen them.
Maybe. But yeah, so it's just one of those things. It's not for everyone. And I understand. It's just, I'm so excited for the game. I was like, oh, maybe he changes his mind. No, but cool, no.
For those like you that love those type of games, you guys are going to have a ball with that game.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. But
Oh my God. Can I say, Erica?
What's up?
Remember, did you see my tweet the other day about me? Like, I'm never going to like.
The backseat.
This is why I'll never.
The backseat.
No, yeah. This is why I'll never stream a so. Does Elden Ring count? Because I might not be able to stream it now that I've tweeted that.
Oh. No,
Elden Ring is a Souls game.
It's true.
It's open world. There's so many things that are going to be different.
But it is from Software Game, and it's going to
so
be
So you're asking if you're going to be like a hypocrite because you tweeted
that?
I am
going to be a hypocrite, aren't I? Yeah.
But we're not going to be mad at you. We're going to be like, oh, cool, Shard changed their mind.
No.
They're just going to laugh at you when you get your butt whooped.
No, they're going to be... You have a nice audience.
That makes me not
want to... No, Shar, you have a nice audience.
Bitch, you think...
You do.
You think people won't come to my stream? Okay, hold on, pause. You think people won't come to my stream just to fucking flame me about this game if I play it on stream? You think that's not gonna happen? That'll happen.
Question.
It's part of the fun.
If you stream it, would this be week one, or are you gonna like wait to play it?
I might wait to play it.
See, that's where you're messing up. If you play it when it's fresh, how are they gonna backseat you?
That's also why I don't want to stream it then, because if people come into my chat, have you done this yet? I'm like, fuck off. No, I haven't.
You just block them, get them out of there. Have your mods on it and have like on the title, no backseating. Big capital letters.
That literally will make people backseat me.
Man, I don't know. I would love for you to stream it. I'm not going to backseat you. I'm going to just see what you're doing.
You're not, because we're going to play co-op. Hello.
Yeah, we'll be co-oping and stuff. And
question is, will Kid Smoove play this game? Because if he streams that game, I'll be watching that. He's one of the funniest people to watch stream a game like
that. He might. I don't know. I'm sure he'll try it.
I love his rage fits, man.
He's entertaining for sure. They said I'm baiting Shar in the chat.
Baiting me.
Am I?
Debated.
I just want to see Shar play.
I mean, you can see me play. I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna stream it. I don't need my fails out there on the internet.
Because there is gonna be those people, where they're like, "Oh, did you find this certain cave?" Or they're gonna say something.
I'll say something, and I'll be like, "Fuck off."
I'll show you how to get there, and you know, stuff like that. And you just say no.
That already happens with everything.
Yeah.
Honestly.
See. So I mean,
they tell you not doing combat right. They'll tell you gotta use this for this boss. Yeah.
It'll escalate, and I'll be like, "Why aren't you using this thing?" And I'll be like,
"Let me
play the game, man."
It could be
like
annoying.
It'll literally be endless because it'll be a new game, and then everybody will be playing it, and I'll be like, I'll just get salty and salty and salty, and I'll just like stop. I don't know if I should stream it. Is all I'm saying. Also, I'll be a hypocrite if I do now because of the fucking tweet.
I mean. Just do what you want to do. I mean, they got to obey the rules, shoo. Set them straight.
I don't know.
Get your mods on it. Where's Keenan? Keenan's in the chat. Keenan, just get on it. Boot them out if they do that. We're getting near the end of the show. It's been a good show, you guys. And Fonz, you've been awesome talking about all this stuff.
You guys are awesome. Yeah, it's been
appreciate
fun.
Appreciate you being here. I just noticed a few minutes ago you wearing a 49ers hoodie.
That's right.
And they're playing right now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to keep you too long,
Here's the thing. Like, you know, I've kind of fallen off watching much football anymore, but I used to be a hardcore Niner fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I still kind of, you know, I see what they're doing.
But I'm not
a hardcore, like, I ain't got to watch them and stuff anymore. Not like I used to be. For me, I'd rather in my spare time play more games than watch them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm a disgruntled, depressed Raider fan. So I was like, I am not watching these guys.
Las Vegas Raiders. Huh?
They moved from Oakland. You know, it's just been a whole, you know, sad story. Yeah, but, you know, I here and there you pay attention because they're
not
getting
that far
better.
From the Bay. Yeah, you're not that far.
Yeah, I'm in Cali, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's been a good show. Fonz, man, it's been great talking to you. I'm glad we got to have you on.
It's been great with you guys.
We'll definitely have to have you on again. Do you want to go ahead and plug your YouTube and all your handles and all that good stuff?
That'll work. Yeah, you could find me at Jay Fonzarelli on Twitter or on Fonzarelli Gaming here on YouTube, where I do my videos and my Games Talk Live podcast every Sunday. That's at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And outside of that, you can listen to it on like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all this stuff. I do all of it through Anchor like you guys do as well. So you can find me everywhere.
Awesome. Yeah, Anchor is really cool because it just handles all the distribution.
Well,
it's really awesome.
When I used to do podcasts years ago, I had to pay for hosting because that you didn't have no free alternative back then.
Yeah.
And it was like $25 a month.
Damn.
So, yeah, I don't know how Anchor does it, but thank you, Anchor, because
I don't know.
That's a money saver big time.
It must be some kind of deal with like commercial ads or something that they get a cut or something. Yeah, maybe Spotify and all of them have some kind of deal.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to pay for hosting. So
yeah, I remember those days. Even like with SoundCloud, if you want a bigger, you know, to have more files sizes, you'd have to pay and stuff. I did that for a year with us, Char, remember?
Yeah.
We were on SoundCloud. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Too expensive, man.
You're everywhere else, though.
Yeah, we're everywhere
Spotify,
else.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. So
where it matters. Cool, nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was awesome having you here. And if you guys do check out his shows, like I said, I was on there like 2 weeks ago. So you want to see the show with us, you know, me on there, it's there. His playlists and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was about a month or so ago, a month and a half maybe.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Gaz will be there from Game On Daily. And you know how he always brings the sauce. That
energy.
Guy,
he has so much
got
energy.
An energy that it's like having my seven-year-old around. Right?
Seven-year-old.
Gaz he's crazy. But he's knowledgeable as well. That's the cool thing. He does know a lot about the games and stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
He's entertaining. His videos, they make me laugh. He's got a good sense of humor and he's not shy. Yeah. He's definitely not shy in his videos.
No.
I want Char to meet Gaz. He will be here this year at some point. I'm getting him on.
Yeah, you have to get him on. And he'd love to be on with you too. I know he would.
Yeah. He was telling me, when am I going to get the invite? I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. And Asa, I like him too a lot because
Asa's a good dude.
They kind of remind me of Char and I. I feel like Char is like the Asa of their show. Because he's very like just chill and he doesn't care about certain things, and I feel like that's you, like
Asa's more his calm to his, you know, Gaz's craziness.
Yeah.
So like Asa balances the show out, like their show is
they're,
you know,
balanced.
I think it's Asa is needed there for sure because just Gaz 100%, oh man,
because he's on high energy and Ace is like in the middle down here, like very chill, so they balance. That's what I kind of mean, Charlie. Like, you know, we have this like balance, I feel like, because I'm nowhere near Gaz in his energy.
No,
but,
not that.
But we're kind of like different. We kind of just like balance each other out, I think. So it's pretty neat.
But you guys changed. I've listened to you enough to where I know that sometimes Char will be the one that's the, you know, more
and you heard me go off.
You
are, and like it just goes back and forth. Like you balance each other out. Whether you know it's the other one is the
days,
one crazy that day.
The days that Erica says Char take the wheel. You don't want to hear those words ever.
There's some days I am like unprepared, or I just am tired or something. Like Char, this is your moment, man. Take it over. But then I end up being like, I match the energy, you know, I wake up. Yeah. So it's fun. I like the two-person podcast because, you know, we get just feed off each other and then we'll have a guest to kind of like make it flow.
Yeah,
it's
a lot
fun.
Nicer because if you don't have a guest, you two bounce off each other well. And that's the thing, chemistry, right? You guys have it. So that's awesome to hear. That's why for me, like, I love doing the one-on-ones, but sometimes it's so hard, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I don't know the guests personally, I've got to feel them out, and it takes a little while for me to get comfortable. But you at least have Char. Char has you, and you can bounce off each other, and that's what's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
because I was going to say, like, the one-on-one thing, I feel like I would be, like, my nerves would be up a little sometimes, like if I don't really know them or like
then
you
if
said.
It's somebody I know, like Gaz or Dealer or whatever, it's chill. I could just sit back and be like, just have a conversation. But there's times too where it's, you know, I've canceled shows because it's a one-on-one and my guest won't show. And I'm like, I don't have a show today, you know?
What can you do? Yeah. unless you just do your own thing, like just you talking to the camera, but that's not the show, you know.
That's not fun at all. Imagine if you had to do backlog by yourself.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, as long as I have a guest, but yeah, if it was just me, then it turns into Let's Chat, which was my other series, and that just So yeah, having Char is nice, because even when we have a first-time guest or somebody I don't really know that much, it's like I'm chill because I have Char with me. Like, we got this, you know. We're gonna tag team this, so it's
and it's also fun. Nice because you don't have 10 people on a panel. You know, I can't tell you how many podcasts I listen to, and then all I hear is just muffle and people talking over each other. Like, I can't even follow the conversation sometimes.
I get so overwhelmed with that. Like, when you're there in the room with that and you're a guest or something, you're just like, oh my God, like, I can't even think. And they're like, I was like, Erica, what do you think about this? You start talking, someone else talks over you immediately. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. It's rough. It's hard. Mm-mm. Char, you want to go ahead and do your outro stuff?
Yeah, you can find me everywhere that matters, DrunkPixel. I've been trying to put more onto the YouTube. Trying
this keyword. Did you say DrunkPixel? What did you say?
DrunkPixel. D-R-I-N.
I thought you said DrunkPixel. I was like, what?
I mean, that would be a great name. Somebody you might have to,
when you do drink on stream, you gotta like change it or something.
Put in the title, DrunkPixel.
Yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, I've been trying to put more YouTube content out because I make so much goddamn content on stream no one sees. But trying is the keyword because I'm not fast at editing. So yeah. Anyways. Find me over there somewhere.
DrunkPixel, God Pixel. Eric says, "Yeah, Char is the god, the gaming god."
Oh, I'm not. Oh, by the way, update. I only have 3 more games to beat before I am at 30. Before 30, so.
Okay, so you're almost. You got like a month and a half. Done. Yeah, before your birthday. So Fonz, Char's been beating 30 games before they turn 30 in March.
March.
You have 3 left?
I have to do the math again. I'm pretty sure it's 3.
When did you start that?
From my last birthday. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what, since you were born? You should have been 30 games by now.
What a casual.
I finally.
If you want the stats, I will send you the stats. I have the stats.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
No, I heard you last show. You're like, do you want me to read you the games I've beaten? And you know,
Erica's
she's
like,
no, I don't want to hear all 40.
This segment would take too damn long. We have to like keep it moving.
I ended 2021 40 games beaten. So.
That's a lot. That's good.
I think I hit 21. 2021.
Yeah, I might have hit 20. I think that's it. Like,
yeah.
Amen.
That's kind of average for me. Like 20. That's usually what I do.
A lot of them were indie games too. You know.
Oh, same, short same, games. Same.
Yeah. Oh, we know Charis. You were Patty. We know. That's not new. Nah. But anyways, you guys know me. Erica's for the win. Everywhere by that name. Twitch, Twitter, even like TikTok. I have a TikTok. You guys want to see it? I'm not super like every day there, but I do have TikTok stuff going on. Trying to
hip with the kids.
I heard you might get up from that. You never know. They might come over to your.
There you go.
YouTube or Twitch.
No. Yeah. I got the YouTube linked and. Yeah,
there's a lot of old people on TikTok.
That's true.
Not you.
That is very true.
Yeah. I'm
saying old people, they're there to,
come over. I've seen them.
I'm trying to learn the ways. Like, what's hip over here? What I got to do to get some attention to get these kids? So I've been putting up clips, from my streams. So, I'm trying to do the thing where it's like I stream, then I do a couple clips, put it on Twitter, put it on TikTok.
Do you see any traction from there?
Sometimes, yeah, I'll have I'll get new followers or I'll get likes. It's pretty, TikTok is wild.
Fun of it, but TikTok is huge.
It is. Yeah. There's like one video I did on there. It's so crazy. I was talking about this on my stream, a Returnal clip. It got over 600 views, right? TikTok. I'm a nobody over there. They don't know me. I got like 50 followers. It got 600 views. The same clip on my YouTube only got 100 more views. So it's like that thing of like, damn, what's up with YouTube? But then at the same time, like, okay, TikTok, hey man, might be the thing. So I've been doing it a bit more, trying.
YouTube sucks.
It does. Yeah.
They're such assholes when it comes to the algorithm and trying to find how to get in it. And Yeah. There's times where you might get a video that does really well, and then your very next one does absolute crap. You know?
Oh, I know. I know the feeling. Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't get YouTube, but it is what it is.
We try, right? All we could do is try. But again, Fonz, thanks for having me. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Yeah. And you guys have an awesome chat. And I see a couple of people in the chat that are also subs of mine. So it's cool to see.
Awesome. Yeah. Welcome to everybody who follows Fonz. And hey, man, stick around. We're here every other Saturday, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. And we will be back in 2 weeks. So that's it. We're out of here. Have a great one. And we'll catch you next time. Peace.